It's Patriots Monday on WEEI, and we're joined right now by Hunter Henry, Patriots tight end. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Hunter Henry, a long ride back from the West Coast. Another rough one yesterday. How are we doing this week?
We're doing all right. Doing all right.
We see the offense come out yesterday and move the ball on the opening drive. Nine plays, 24 yards. You're in Niners territory. You guys decide to go for the hard count, try to get the Niners to jump offside. You punt the football. How'd you feel about that opening drive, and how'd you feel about the decision to punt?
I felt good about the opening drive. I felt like we put together a good drive. I wish we could have finished with some points there. Felt like it could have definitely boosted things early, and then just the struggle after that, I think was big. The opening drive was I thought it was a good start. We converted some third downs, but we just got to keep it going throughout the game.
You know, when you guys are running that play on third and three on the San Francisco 41, is it already communicated that you're not going to be going for it unless you pick it up, kind of thing? Because I thought it felt a little bit curious that you guys would throw on that spot and then try to get them to jump off sides. Like, were you aware of, all right, we got to pick it up here or we're not going for it?
The play was called in the huddle and I just ran the play. I don't really, go behind the decisions and everything. So I just got to do what my job is. It's kind of hard to know everything that's going on, the decisions and all that. But, I liked it. I mean, we backed them up. We flipped the field basically and backed up San Francisco. So, I mean, in the end, that's we flipped the field and feel like, our defense can play good ball and get the ball back for us. So it is what it is.
You have not had fumbling issues throughout your career. Ramondre Stevenson seems to be battling it a little bit. I guess, what do you do to combat that? It's four fumbles in 4 weeks. He's lost two of them the last couple of games, the one yesterday, pretty costly. How do you deal with that as a player when, you got to tighten up ball security?
Yeah, I mean, he's just got to lock in on it. He knows the teams are going to come after him. He's a tremendous player, and we need to rely on him the rest of the year. But obviously, ball security is huge. He has the ball in his hands a lot, and we need the ball in his hands a lot. But, he's just going to have to really focus on it, learn from it, and really, dive into it, throughout the week of practice and really have a mentality of protecting the football. He's a tremendous player, and we're going to need him. His confidence isn't going to go down, but he definitely needs to hold on to the football, and he knows that. And he's going to get better from it.
Injuries are obviously a part of football, but can you remember a time in, a four-week span where you've been in the huddle with so many different offensive linemen?
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts there. But those guys are battling. Guys are playing hard. But I don't know if I can remember a time like that. It's definitely caught up to us, but we have got a lot of guys that compete at a high level.
What are the challenges with that? Because I'm sure some of the formations you guys haven't even practiced, meaning player X as center with the guys to the right of them, guys to the left of them, different tackles that you're lining up with. Like, are there times where you're on the field in a game where you haven't even had that in practice?
No, there's not. Okay.
Talking to Hunter Henry, Patriots tight end, here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI. We're looking at the offense now through 4 weeks. It's 16 points in a win over the Bengals, 20 in an overtime loss against Seattle, 3 against the Jets, 13 with the 49ers. Why should we expect things will get better with Jacoby Brissett?
Jacoby's tough. He's done it. He's played a long time in this league. I mean, he's standing back there staring down the bullets all the time, taking hits. He's a warrior. He's a competitor. He's going to continue to fight, and is a guy that we all enjoy going out and competing with and fighting for. And Jacoby just does a great job of managing everything, just all the intangibles. He's great, man, and we love playing with him.
I mean, I do feel like when a quarterback is referred to as tough, it is both great, like that they are tough, but it's also a shame that you have to see it, right? Like, as a Patriots fan, we used to say that about Drew Bledsoe all the time. Like, he's so tough. But that means he's getting hit a ton. So, it's almost like you don't want him to have to show his toughness so much. I think he got hit 10 times in the game on Sunday. It feels like, as tough as he is, it might not be something that is sustainable.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to watch for sure. You never want to see your quarterback down as much as he is. We've got to be better, all of us. I mean, and just trying to keep him on his feet as much as we can. But I mean, like I said, he's tough, and he continues to get back up. And it's something you'd love to see as a competitor with him.
How's it feel to get a tight end in the end zone this week in Austin Hooper?
Yeah, it was good. Felt like that was a big turning point for us in the game. Thought we could kind of swing things going our way coming out of halftime. And, it was a great play call at the time. So it's good to see Hoop getting in there.
All right, Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. Pats get the Dolphins at home this weekend in Foxborough. He joins us every Patriots Monday here. Hunter, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Bye, thanks, guys.
Right. Thanks, Hunter.
Hunter Henry joining us here on a Patriots Monday, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Brissett's been a tough guy. There's no doubt about that. It's getting hard to watch from the standpoint of him getting the crap beaten out of him and from the offense not moving the ball. What's he supposed to say?
No, like, I know. No,
I want to bench Hunt. Brissett.
Of course not. I mean, he's a good teammate. Both of them are good teammates, and they're both veteran guys. But you're right. I mean, it's hard to watch. And there's been each game, it feels like, 2-3 times where he gets hit, whether it's a sack or even he gets rid of it and gets hit, where he's like slow to get up. And he's like, he is grimacing, and saying, "All right, is Gerard Mayo's decision going to be made for him at some point?"
I just don't believe him either. Like, again, what's he supposed to say? But I don't believe that. Like, we're going to get better with Jacoby Brissett. We're all behind Brissett. We love playing with him. I don't buy that.
Yeah, because you just can't say the other thing.
No, I mean, again, what do I expect him to say? Yeah, let's bench Jacoby and go with the kid. I don't expect him to tell him that. But that's what I believe.